Triangle Shirtwaist Fire by Holly,
Lily,
Wilson,
and LaDonna.
Anne got up this particular morning. It was March 25th, 1911. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. This was the day everything changed from when nothing exciting happened, and this was the only moment people could think about.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I accidentally tripped on the street and bumped into a family friend.
You better not be late again, because there are other younger girls than you that want to work and can work better than you. But also, you can't check in if the doors were locked.
Okay, can I just go in and start now?
It's your only warning now, Anne.
Hey, what happened? Also, did you bring my...
Shh. Yeah, of course I did. I always come through for you. And I ran late because I had to pick up the tobacco.
Mr. Harris never lets anyone in if they're late. Do you suppose he might be interested in you?
Don't even go into that subject. And do you have the money?
Yeah, give it to me before the boss comes in and catches us slacking off.
You guys better knock it off. We're supposed to be a good company that gives good service. And we have to reach our limit to make 300 today.
Better be a little quieter, unless you want to end up working your whole life away like her. Coworker one lights the tobacco. Mr. Harris was checking on them. Every half an hour, he checks on the girls and ladies.
Oh no, what should I do? Explain or throw it in the bin below? I'd rather have this job than be poor and unmarried.
Coworker one threw the tobacco in the scrap cloth bin below the table.
What's that smell? Is someone smoking right now? You guys know the rules against smoking. It's extremely dangerous.
No one was smoking. You're probably surrounded by it earlier. You should go out and get some air.
You're probably right. But get back to work. I'll be back a little later because I'm going to step outside for a bit.
Does anyone smell something burning?
Yeah, we do.
You all set your traps. I don't want to get fired on like you ugly, nasty girls.
Come on, everyone. Yell, scream, do whatever you do to make noise. We need to get out of here. Does anyone have water?
Everyone stared at Anne as if she forgot. No food or drinks allowed in the workroom.
There's no way out except the window. I'm going to jump. Anyone with me?
The others decide to burn instead of jumping.
Before I jump, I hope I'm not late for anything else in my life.
Everyone went over to the window around the fire. Mr. Harris looks up, then at Anne, then decides to call for help.
Hello? We need help. The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory is on fire. You need to come right now. There are others stuck inside.
Mr. Harris runs to Anne, who is injured but not dead. After he checks up on Anne, Mr. Harris runs up to the building, but the fire has reached the stairwell. He can't reach the women. Then it all burns down.